retail store operations and management, stock check process. Learning objectives: by the end of this chapter, you should be able to learn and understand importance of check, stock check, stock check process, global count, perpetual inventory, and high value, which is called PIHV. So normally, as I said, there are rules and regulations which bind every organization, and there are stock check processes being laid. And in this chapter, you will learn what is the importance of stock check, how it is being done, what is the process being followed, who does it, what is the benefits of stock count and the global count checks, and what are the benefits of the same. Every retail store has products or merchandise stocked inside the store, which is value attached to stocks. So every product, whether it's bought, has a value to it. Every product contributes to the store margin as well as profitability to the store. So once that product is sold, the margins are generated, the sale is generated. That sale helps into profitability, it helps into organization to grow, it helps into paying salaries to this staff at various level, at store level, at head office level, at regional level. So that value of that product has to be derived by selling that product. Bigger the store, more the stocks and higher the stock value. So if a store is of 500 square feet, it will have a limited stock. If a store is of 1 lakh square feet, it will be having more number of products to offer to the customer. So bigger the store, the number of products increases. Like other assets, regular check on stock quantity needs to be done. So stock counting is a very important aspect in which comes into retail operations. The stock count has to happen in a periodic way. The dates, the numbers, are the stock counts are already predefined. It can be weekly, it can be bi-monthly, 15 days, quarterly. So when we do an asset counting with regards to the computers, mobile, with regards to the assets available at the store, this stock count has to be done on regular basis. After the check, physical count is compared with the system count and variance calculated in rupees as well as value. So normal process is followed. Normally the process is followed is the staff, in case of stocks or a particular category, he or she will count the stocks physically on the floor and the back stock. In certain organization, the back stock is counted, the separate inventory calculation is done by the back stock person. In case of floor, the staff counts the stock, he or she then goes to the department manager or the system controller and verifies the physical stock versus the actual system count, and if there is a variance, that is calculated into rupees. This process is called stock check process, and the outcome is, that is, the variance is the shrinkage that the store has to write off after necessary approvals. So if there is a difference, just an example, the physical count is 10 but the system count is 12, so there is 2 piece variance. The outcome is called variance. It's a negative stock, it's a loss to the organization and to the store. So once that's determined, a mail has an email communication or has to happen to the higher authorities. Necessary approvals are taken, and then the product are the products are written off. The system count and the physical count comes to the same. So once the two pieces are written off, the physical stock and the system count comes to same, and the correct action has to be taken and loss has to be booked. So performance and profitability depends on the outcome of the stock check process. So in case if any store is not performing, following the process, or if there is a lapse in standard operating procedure, it will result into higher shrinkage. So the profitability and the store performance depends upon the outcome of stock check process. Stock control is responsible to ensure that the stock check is done systematically as per schedule with proper planning. So every regional office and head office will send a schedule well in advance to the stock controller. Now there could be a profit protection team or loss prevention team whose job is to check the system count and physical count is same and the stock check is done as per the schedule. So these schedules are well planned in advance, shared with the store team, and the stock controller needs to adhere to it and ensure the stock count is done, the reports are submitted, and variance report is submitted to the store team, to the store management team, to regional office or to the head office. Mostly stock check is done in middle of the week and middle of the month during the non-trading hours. So most of the time, Saturday, Sundays being weekends, being high traffic trading hours when the customers are more, Stock takes are normally done between Tuesdays, mostly done on Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays, and ensure that this is done during non-trading hours. So in case if there's a specific stock count for an apparel section or for a hypermarket product or something with the products which is of high value, it is normally done before store trading hours. So if a store opens at 11 o'clock, probably the stock take or the stock counting is done before between 8 to 10 or before 8 to between 8 to 10:30, so that it doesn't hamper customer service and it doesn't hamper the store operations as well. Some follows in a month, which can be on 15th of a month, on a monthly basis. If it's done on a monthly basis, they do it between first to they do it on 15th itself, so that a correction, right action has to be taken, corrective measures can be taken. In case there's no variance, they can continue doing the good work. In case there's a variance, then the store management team can go deep down, plug the loopholes, ensure that the shrinkage doesn't incur in next 15 days. Proper checklist should be in place to ensure that all activities before, during and after stock check are completed in time by consent. So once a schedule is shared, in case there's a schedule, a PI schedule or a global count schedule for Saffron in case of hypermarket. So they have decided a date of 15th. And the staff comes at normally at 8 o'clock and there's a checklist which he or she needs to follow. The controller has to be there, the guard has to be there. So once they come in, they take the physical count. Once the physical count is taken, they go, they generate the system count that is verified. And once everything is done, the report is submitted. So all this activity needs to be completed within specified time before the store trading hours. Any miss will only add to the work later or will render the stock check efforts meaningless. So in case the stock controller or the department managers, if the staff doesn't come on time, the stock check doesn't start on time, it will result into delay and probably it has to be done probably in the night or it has to be scheduled for next day, which will again result into efforts being meaningless, time and money wasted. Before stock check process, a schedule detailing the task, responsibility and timelines is prepared and communicated along with a list of participating employees. So the best example would be if a departmental store has a shirt department and a men's shirts department and trousers department, and the perpetual inventory or a global count has to be scheduled for shirts. So the department manager and the stock controller will determine which staff will come, who will come early, who will fill the checklist, who will do the physical count, who will take the report, who will generate the system count, and who will submit the report. So everything has to be planned, everything has to be executed as on whatever is planned has to be executed, and the list of participating employees has to be informed. They have to come on time and ensure they do their stock count on regular basis in a right manner. Readiness of scanners, crates, baskets, stickers and other stationery is ensured. So once a stock take or once a global count is fixed, the IT team needs to ensure the scanners are working, there are baskets and there are crates and stickers available, the stationery is there. So there are racks and bins available, and once rack is scanned, it is labeled that okay, this is done, they mention it, so that there is no repetition and there is no error, there is no mistake. So IT team need to ensure the scanners are working, they are charged, the batteries have been replaced or they are charged and they are fully working, and the scanners can help into stock take process. Crate has to be available, so once a product is removed from the shelf, it's scanned, it has to be put in a crate or a basket, and a sticker has been affixed so that they don't do a recount, and it result once if they do a recount or is a double count, it will result into inventory or inventory mismatch. So the person doing stock take needs to ensure all the stationery is available and it doesn't hamper the stock take process. All fixtures are numbered, count sheet formats prepared. So during a stock take process, there is a count sheet, there are racks. So in case the store has four racks, so they will put it as R1 as a rack 1, R2 as a rack 2, R3 would be rack 3, and R4 would be rack 4. So once they remove all the products, they scan it, they put it in a basket, and once it's completed, they'll put a sticker which says R1. So basically this is example followed by an organization. Different organization will follow different rules and regulation, different terminologies. So basically this is to give an idea how a stock take happens. So they remove the product from the rack, put it in a basket, put a label, and when the stock take is done, they are put back. The control sheet, there's a count sheet or there's a control sheet which is updated. the SKUs are written over it, and then this data is taken to system, and then the system gets uploaded. All stock movement related documents are completed. Food arrangements, drinking water, etc. is arranged for the staff. Arrangements for power backup is ensured. So once the stock take is scheduled, the staff, the count of the staff who will be coming, the store team needs to ensure if they are doing the stock count early in the morning, then a breakfast has to be arranged. Then that is the food arrangement, drinking water has to be there. In case the stock take is being done during the night, probably after the store trading hours, so the store gets closed after 10 p.m. So if they are doing a night shift, they need to arrange dinner and they need to arrange water for it. So that has to be arranged. Control sheet, count sheets, printout has to be taken well in advance. The sheets has to be handed over to the staff. All related documentation, the checklist, the stickers have been provided. So all this activity needs a detailed planning. Once the planning is done, they need to ensure that staff has come on time and they do the stock count or the stock checking within the stipulated time. Arrangements for power backup is ensured. So in case the mall, if the store is in a mall, they normally all store has a backup plan. They have a generator or they have backup power. So once the stocks are counted, the scanners are scanned, it's uploaded in the system. So in case there is no power, the system, the stock count cannot happen. All the process will go here. So the store admin or person conducting or the stock controller, whoever is in charge, needs to ensure there is enough power backup. So once you start scanning the product, you use the control sheet, you upload the product in system, you generate the report, and entire cycle gets completed. During stock check process, stock check is done in all categories by allocated staff and recorded in the count sheet. So every product, every rack, every bin which is scanned gets recorded in the count sheet. So this process has to be done by the section staff. In some cases, in some organization, just an example, it can differ from different to different organization. So probably if a person who's deputed in a shirt section will not do a count of the same section, he will be probably given a trouser section or will be given ladies section, and the staff are rotated. So normally that helps into curbing shrinkage in case the staff is involved in pilferage or stealing. The same department staff will not do the same process. Normally it's rotated, it is from the different category who does it. So that is one of the audit point. There's an audit check that is followed by some organizations. Probably in some cases the same department staff will do the scanning for the same department, for his own department. Where required, security on floor, or where required, security or floor manager can do random check and report same separately. So to keep an eye in case, and all to suppose in case a staff is involved in shrinkage or in pilferage, he or she has done a pilferage, he's removed a product earlier, and if he scans that barcode, so there's a random check, a floor supervisor or the secretary takes a round, sudden round, and checks whether the counting or the scanning process is done appropriately, and a random check has to happen that whether any product which is scanned is available in the count sheet or not. So that again as a security measure, there's an audit parameter to be checked. Physical count entries are done in the system. So once the physical count is generated, it's uploaded in the system. Physical sign sheets are handed over to the stock controller. So once the rack or bin is scanned, the stocks are counted physically, the system, the count has been uploaded in the system. The control sheets are from the staff are handed over to the stock controller. After stock check process, statement or report of SKU wise physical count, system count, and variance amount is at cost is generated. So once, just in given example, in case the system count is 10 and physical count is 9, there is a variance of one piece, there is a shortage. So that has to be reported, the report is generated, that report is shared with the store team, and the same report is generated at the regional level as well as the head office level. And the accounts team or the loss prevention teams then generate the variance amount, whether it is the loss at the cost level or at the selling level, and the variance amount is determined. A recount is conducted for cases of SKU showing huge variances, both negative as well as positive. So in case there is a huge variance, just an example, if a store has 5000 SKUs and the stock count comes to 5800, so 800 pieces are excess, so again a recount is recommended. In case the store has 5000 SKUs and the stock count comes to 3000, there's a huge variance, there's a huge difference, so a call has to be taken, a decision has to be taken. necessary approvals are taken. In case the variance is high, whether it's positive variance or it's a negative variance, a mail has to be sent and approval has to be taken to do a recounting or rechecking. So recount is conducted. It is again at the discretion of the respective organization and the higher management team. In case they approve, the recount happens. Final report is compiled by the stock control and submitted to the management and approval taken to correct the stocks in system. So in case of huge variance or in case the system count doesn't match with the physical count, the final report is submitted, the compiled report of different departments or the store is compiled and it given to the stock controller. And once the report is generated, once they approve that, okay, out of 10, 9 pieces are available, one is missing, the cost of one particular product which is pilfered or which is not available, the approval is taken and system correction happens. So that one product is written off, the stock count comes to 9, the physical count comes to 9, the right action takes place. Stock variance is adjusted in system by passing a stock voucher, SV, and a shortage is accounted as store shrinkage. So in case there are 10 products or both containing value of 100, physically there are 9, so now there is 90, value of product is 90, 10 rupees is missing, so that 10 rupees is adjusted against the stock voucher, the system counts, the physical count then tallies and the 10 rupees goes into store shrinkage and it hits the margins, it hits the profit of that store. Global count is done on day-to-day basis by counting of each staff of each and every product. Global count is a process where the department staff counts the product every day or weekly or on monthly basis or bi-monthly or fortnightly and they submit the count to the system controller or to the backstock person or the manager and they verify and they tally whether the system count and physical count checks. Global count is basically done in high value products which can be considered as jewelry, watches, perfumes, so and it can also happen in apparels as well. Most of the exclusive brand outlets like jewelry stores, shopping shops selling expensive products like cosmetics, perfume, watches, accessories do a global count process. So the best example of departmental stores would be a Shopper Stop or a Lifestyle where there are shopping shop different brands available. So probably in case of a Tissot watch, they have a shopping shop counter in Shopper Stop or they have in Lifestyle. So the brand staff or the staff of the section will do a count and submit the report to the department manager. The physical report is first, the counting is done, the physical count is taken, checked against the system and the global count is completed in that way. It has to be done twice, that is during store opening and after closing. So morning when the staff comes on the shift, he or she will count. So I'll take an example of a jewelry brand, if it's in shopping shop inside a departmental store. So morning they will come, they will do a count. Now morning count is 10. Probably they have sold one piece in a day, so the closing count will come 9. So there are format available, so which says the date, there is serial number, date, the opening count is 10, sold is 1, so closing stock will come 9. So the staff will have to physically check the counting again in the night. So this happens twice in a day for high value products. So this is the check normally to ensure that there is no pilferage either by the staff or by the customer. Its purpose is to just check the status of the entire stock displayed and not to check inventory at SKU level. So this gives a clear picture to the stock controller and it helps in case the staff is up to a mischief, he or she wants to do pilferage, or in case the staff is not available and if a customer has done, his customer has pilfered a product. So this global count will help them to ensure that the shrinkages are curbed and it is not done at the SKU level. It's a global count, so it gives a perspective whether the products, whether the SOPs are being followed, whether the SOPs are being adhered to, the customer is selling the product with. The global count also helps in case the products are not selling, every day the count is same, the staff is also not selling, the efforts are not being there. It also helps into pushing sales as well. It helps to know if any stock is stolen or missing at global level. So there is one more thing, in case there are 10 products, the count has happened, the replenishment has not happened, so that can help whether the replenishment is not done or in case it's stolen, then who has taken it, probably they can go cross check, they can go back, see the CCTV camera, check whether staff has done a mistake while counting or whether customers pilfered the product. So all of these are all the benefits of global account, which helps into protecting the profit as well as increasing sales. As per generally accepted accounting principle, businesses can use either periodic or perpetual inventory management system. So organizations follow different rules and regulation, so they can schedule PIHV, which can be weekly, which can be fortnightly, which can be monthly, and depending upon the shrinkage history of the store. So this schedule is shared well in advance, and the stock controller needs to ensure that they get the stock check process happens on time, the reports are submitted, the variance report is submitted, and entire process is being followed. Before computerized inventory system, most businesses use periodic or non-continuous inventory system. So with the help of technology nowadays, earlier it was a physical count, then it was manually punched in the systems. Now with the help of scanners, the products can be scanned. It gets scanned on a notepad, or it gets scanned in an Excel. The entire Excel or the notepad is uploaded, and it gives reports immediately, so that variance is controlled. So these are the ways where stock turn can happen with the help of technology. A lot of things have improved, and which helps into faster variance report and curbing of shrinkages. Under periodic method, a company records sales as they occur, but does not update the inventory account immediately. So normally, nowadays, most of the things are with technology driven. So morning, when the system gives a count at 7 o'clock, that okay, so and so store has 5,000 pieces, and during the day they sell somewhere 1,000 products. So some technology, in some ways, the products get reduced immediately. In some cases, it gets reduced in the night. So there are different methods provided by different organizations. There are different methods followed by different organizations. So in the periodic method, company records sales. So it will record sale at 10 o'clock in the morning, but the process will happen late in the night post store closing. The data gets migrated from the store to the head office, and it will do the inventory correction. So that would happen in the night. So that is probably an example of periodic method. The periodic method then requires business to conduct physical verification or valuation of inventory at the end of every accounting period to determine the cost of goods sold and inventory on hand. So nowadays it happens on real-time basis. Earlier it used to happen once in 15 days, the inventory correction used to happen. So that was an old method. Now, since because of with the help of technology, normally it's on real-time basis. The inventory gets updated on same day or probably by next day. Perpetual inventory and high value PIHV. Under perpetual method, accounting account shows the quantity and value of available inventory in real time. So this happens in case of high value products. Whatever is sold is immediately reflected into accounting system, the backend software, which helps into sourcing as well. So a customer or the buyer will know that okay, particular product has been sold and he needs to replenish it. So it helps the buyer, it helps the merchandiser. In case any particular product is available in any other store, and there's a customer requirement, the staff can go source it from the other store and help in the customer. So under perpetual method, accounting records, it shows real-time inventory. The store updates inventory after every purchase and sales easily with barcoding and computer scanning. So nowadays, since most of the products are barcoded, so once you scan it, you sell it, the system will immediately show whether, okay, out of 10, I've sold one, now I only have 9 remaining on floor and probably 10 remaining in the back stock. So when replenishment can happen. So this is all the help with the help of technology, real-time updates. Everything can be corrected, it can be done. It can help into inventory management process. It can also help into reducing the shrinkages. POCA system inventory always matches actual inventory of items on the shelf. So moment when you enter, when the stocks are received at the receiving bay, entry is done, GRN is done, goods receipt note is generated. So once you this just an example, if you receive 100 pieces, so it's inverted, the 100 pieces are shown. Out of 100, 50 pieces are displayed, and out of which one is sold. So the inventory which is there, it will clearly show exactly the count, what is available. There's a bin stock data which the stock controller, the back warehouse maintains. There's a register with the store department manager or the team maintains. So a book or inventory system will give you a correct picture at any given point of time. So out of 100, 50 is displayed, one is sold. So the system will give you the exact count, whatever is remaining, where it is located, and what replenishment needs to be done. This information on stock quantity and available items remains up to date at all times and help system to take a right indent quantity as for the stock requirement. So moment you have inverted 100 products, 100 products are displayed, you sold one, the store sells one product, there is remaining 99, or the store sells 50 products. Now auto wrap will help to, this system figures will help the buyer or merchandisers to raise indents. Indents are again requesting stocks. So you can raise a PO to a vendor, external vendor, or if there's a back stock lying in a DC, which is the distribution center. So he can raise and transfer note from the distribution center to the store. So all this system information helps different teams in, it will help the store team to do replenishment. So in case the stock is lying in back stock, they can replenish from the back stock and put it on shelf and help the customer. In case the products are not available in back stock, the buyer merchandiser raises a transfer from distribution center to the store. Hence, by this all action will result into right inventory available at the right place as per the planogram, and it will help into increased sales. Learning are taken from stock check report, and high shrinkage prone and high value items are taken up for more frequent inventory count check apart from quarterly stock checks. So in case of high value products, jewelry, perfumes, watches, in case the variance is huge, repeatedly there is a variance, the store team will go deep down, they will check whether there is an error at the stock check, whether it's an error at the issuing bay, it's an error of stock take, or once the stock take is done, or repeatedly there's a variance in any particular category, they will go deep down, they will cross check whether the error is from the receiving team, or whether it's the stock count team, or the staff has not counted properly. So right action has to be taken once the report is generated. Depending, mostly the stock counts are, stock check process happens quarterly. In case of high variance articles, or in case of any particular categories giving huge variance, then probably it can be done once in 15 days, once in a month, or probably from quarterly check, they can come on monthly, they can do on daily basis as well. At times such checks are done even on a daily basis as per schedule shared by the stock controller. So in case if category has a huge variance, or if there is a staff pilferage, or there is a customer pilferage, and if the variance is coming regularly, the variance is on higher side, then from quarterly basis they can come on daily basis as well, and they can do a count, and then the system count is uploaded on daily basis as well, and the variance report is generated daily and the report is submitted. So in this chapter we have learned how you do a stock take process, who are the people who involved, there's a stock controller who sends a schedule, the staff is nominated, the staff comes on time, they do the scanning, the stationery is provided, the food is arranged. Once the stock take is done, the report is submitted, the variance report comes, and the actual loss is booked, and the inventory correction takes place. Thank you.